It's good to be back with you. Sometimes I feel a little bit like Peter when he says, "We've worked hard all night and we have caught nothing." As a priest, sometimes it feels like a lot of the things that I do seem fruitless in first look, and then you kind of say, "Well, why am I doing this? Why can't I make anything work here?" I'm sure the same for you at times. It seems like we work and we strive and we try to make things work, and yet not a lot's going on. I'm trying to help others receive the faith. I'm trying to come up with solutions for our problems. I'm trying to, keep the peace, and yet, despite all my best efforts, things seem to struggle at times. How did Peter feel when Jesus tells him to make another effort to go catch some more fish? He had just put all his nets away. We just got to work all night, and now you want me to go out for more. Well, I can only imagine. And yet he does it. And I do want to make a great catch. I do want people to hear that and respond to God's call. It's very tempting to think that it should happen on my own terms, though, at times. I know I often ask questions and perhaps make you feel at times like you need to do more, you need to improve, you need to grow. And that's true, we all need to grow, but I don't want to discourage you. I want you to understand the great call and the invitation that God gives to each one of us, putting ourselves into the hands of God, inviting Him to help us respond. One of the things that I felt very strongly on retreat this week was just a sense of gratitude for being here as a priest in this assignment. I realized that the Lord has sent me here, not just for your sake, but for my sake. And it's not just a sort of roll of the dice, but He really brought us together. And I find a great deal of joy in being here with you. There's a real challenges that I face here, of course, but I'm learning that these challenges are sent to me, or they are given to me as a spiritual good, a spiritual development, a chance for that growth to happen in my own life. I may not always like it, but God is using the circumstances which I encounter to help me grow. And this is something that can change the way that I perceive the difficulties that I face. The day-to-day things are given so that I may grow. And this can happen for you too. I'm sure you've already become aware of that. I worry at times, though, I don't take good care enough of the gifts that God has given to me, the people in my life, the parishioners that I have. Am I too soft? Am I too firm? Do I need to do more? Or do I just need to wait for God to work, to act? I want each of you to attain your full potential, to become holy. But I also realize I can't make that happen. I can't take responsibility for your spiritual lives. That's something that you yourselves need to commit to desire, to understand that God is calling you to have a deeper union with Him. What can I say? What can I do that you will understand how much God loves you, how much God wants to, bring you closer, how much joy He takes in each one of you? I can succumb to the tendency to focus on the expectations and not always express the affection or the gratitude for what you are already and who you've become already. Jesus' call to put out into the deep, it's a call that we all receive. It can mean so many different things for each one of us, can't it? It's a call to a vocation. It's a call, an invitation to follow Jesus in our present personal daily lives. It's really a crazy way to live. I never would have met any of you had I not responded to that call, which is interesting to think about. There's so many people in my life that wouldn't be part of my life if I hadn't responded to that call. I can't imagine anything different. I really can't. Most of all, I think this call is to put out into the deepest, a call to come closer to Jesus, to become His friends, to go deeper than just knowing about Him or even being an acquaintance of His. To put out into the deep means we risk everything to follow Him. In any vocation or call, there's a gap between what we are called to be and what we are. And this pushes us to rely more on God than ourselves. You are each called to live a particular vocation. That's true. First and foremost, the vocation of holiness. Don't be discouraged, though. Don't be discouraged at your failures and the gap that you see between the call and where you find yourself. On some level, me telling you, hey, guys, you need to be holy. You got to do it. Just do it, you know? Pick yourself up. That's not going to be real effective. Unless maybe you've never heard that before, then maybe that's news. But hopefully you've heard that. You know, we're called to be holy. Yes, we're called to be saints. That's for each one of us. But what's more effective, I think, is for me to become holy. For you to become holy. So when it comes to evangelizing, whether it's family or friends or somebody in our life, don't just read a book or listen to a talk, but instead, let's respond to that call. That call that each one of us has received, that we will respond to that call, and I think that will have more of an impact in the people's lives around us. If we ourselves respond to that call, they see us responding, and that creates a desire within their own hearts. But often we have excuses, don't we? I'm too busy to be holy. I don't have time. I don't know how to become holy. I'm too sinful. I can't change. I enjoy my freedoms too much, and I don't want to surrender those things. Holiness seems to infringe on some of these things. At times, we live in this idea that we have to surrender those things. If God wants me to be holy, then maybe He should just wave His magic wand and make me holy. How about that? That seems like a great plan, Lord. How about that, huh? Well, in my experience, and probably yours too, God's normal way to convert us is through this process of living a relationship with Him daily. And that can seem so challenging. It can seem so daunting. Really? That's how I have to do this? It's like walking 100,000 miles. Seems impossible. But if we do a bit each day, we'll get there. Did you know, actually, the average amount of miles that a person walks in the course of their lifetime is 110,000 miles. Imagine that. So we can all do it. Instead of thinking we need to become holy at once, we need to think about it as a lifelong goal, a lifelong growth, a sort of accumulation over time, that if we just keep allowing the Lord's grace to wash over us, it's going to have an effect. Why delay then? There's no real reason, no real alternative to becoming holy. We either begin or we just stay where we are. Jesus called Peter, and Peter's response was to say, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Jesus knew this, and yet He still called him. He knew Peter was going to betray Him. He knew Peter wasn't really that worthy. He knew that, you know, Peter was just this guy that made a lot of mistakes. And yet Jesus still called him. Jesus knows our inadequacy, but He still calls us. Don't let your failures, your struggles, whatever it is, to stand in the way, but just respond. Just say, yes, Lord, I want to follow You. So Jesus is calling you. Will you respond to that call? Where do we start? I think most of us probably know where to start, but here's a couple pointers. Pray each day. Maybe just start today by saying, Lord, I want to respond. You know my struggles. You know my failures, the things that are obstacles to me. Help me respond. I want to respond to this call. And if you haven't gone to confession in a long while, maybe that's another way to start. Make a good confession. Begin to pray each day as best you can. And most of all, I would say, just never give up. Never give up to that call to every day move a little bit closer. Every day continue receiving the grace of God. Persevere in that. Ask for the grace to persevere. Lord, grant us the grace to respond to Your call. Help us not to be discouraged by our past failures or sins. Open our hearts to receive a new influx of grace to begin the journey towards a deeper union with You. Amen.